All right, 7:02 on the wake up call. We're going to play Justin Bieber. We'll come back in just a few minutes. It sounds like it might be a simple question to answer, but maybe not when you hear some of the explanations we're going to give here. What is worse, someone who lies or someone who exaggerates? An exaggerator or a liar? We'll all give our positions on this, and you guys could decide what you think is worse next. It's 107.9 The End on the wake up call.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, go and love yourself.
Guys, what's worse, an exaggerator or a liar?
Ooh, liar.
That's what you'd think, right? I say it's an exaggerator.
Why?
Really? Okay, here's the thing. If someone lies to you, you usually know it. You figure it out. And once you know they lie, you kind of cut them out of your world. When they come around, you walk away or you just cut them out completely. An exaggerator is like a weird lurker because most of their exaggerations are based in some fact.
Okay.
So what they do is there's an element to truth, then they exaggerate. It's really hard to prove, but what it does is these people stay in your life and they embarrass you by exaggerating, and people are like, you know this? That can't be real. And you're like, I don't know.
Well, then why not just cut that person out of your life?
It's just a lot harder because you don't know. What if you're wrong? Everyone has also run into someone who seems like they're exaggerating. Every once in a while, okay, Someone's telling the truth. This came up because, and I don't want to say who was involved with this whole thing. There was a guy who, I guess, changed his occupation to stand-up comedian locally on Facebook.
Okay.
But he had just done his first open mic night. He just had done comedy. And someone was like, you can't call yourself a stand-up comedian.
Well,
you've done it one time.
How many times do you have to do it before you can?
I think you got to get paid. You got to do it for a living.
Yeah, like, you got to at least do it. You got to do it once and get paid. But I got to point out, though, that they are the same.
There's different.
Exaggerations are lies. They're just lies.
They're lies based in some sort of truth.
That have some sort of beginning.
Yeah,
it's more of like a folk. Lore.
I agree with you, Gavin, but it is sort of the same as like omitting the truth is technically a lie.
Uh-huh.
So if it's lying, it goes lying, and then under that would be exaggerating, and then under that would be omitting the truth, to me, in order of like what's the worst thing. Because when someone just flat out lies to you, that is very intentional. It comes from literally nothing. So that is like kind of creepy.
You say lying is worse than exaggerating?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you say exaggerating is worse than lying?
I think because it's harder to remove those people from your life based off that, only because it's harder to prove what they're saying is a lie.
Like I kind of have to go with Jason on this one. You know why? Because here's the thing. It's rare that a politician flat out lies. But what they often do is they find something that is true,
okay. But
then they tweak it so much that now it's that. That is an example of an exaggeration. And what sucks about that is, technically, part of what their statement is true.
Okay.
However, a big part of it is not. So it makes it harder to disprove. If Donald Trump just comes out and says, Barack Obama is an alien that has a lizard head underneath a human skin mask. Well, that is easy to disprove.
Okay.
But when he started to come out with his whole birther thing, there were a lot of people that were like, well, his dad was Kenyan, so, you know, and it started.
And Katie, what I'm saying, and I get it off politics for a second. I know you said that.
I'm just using that as an example.
But like, if you meet someone and they're like, oh, you come to blank blank restaurant, I pretty much run that place. Now you come to find out that they're just a server, but every once in a while, the manager will be like, hey, you're in charge while I'm gone. But they don't pretty much run the place, and they're exaggerating, and you don't know what's true. You tell someone, oh, I met Steve. He said he runs the place. No, he doesn't run the place, and you look like an idiot.
Okay, I'm going to say, though, that a full-on lie can be more harmful. And let me give you this scenario, okay? You have someone that lies and said, Jason murdered someone.
Okay.
Okay, and that is not true at all.
No, but believable.
Believable.
Hey.
And then you get somebody who exaggerates, and let's say Jason did murder someone, but they exaggerate and say he murdered 3 people. Okay. Now, if you lie and say that an innocent person is guilty of something, that's very, very serious, as opposed to saying that somebody who is guilty is guiltier than you thought
before.
That's
one of the smartest things you've ever said.
That's a good point,
too. And you know what? I mean, I get it. There are going to be extremes of all of these. I'm just saying, like, in a social setting, that's why I don't like to go out a lot, because I always feel like I bump into people.
You're not invited.
I'm skeptical of a lot of things people say, because whenever the story gets a little too big, I always go, what? If I can't Google something, a lot of times I don't believe it.
That is true.